Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Im HaPoalim, Mechuyavim, Levarech. Do workers have to bench? Sif Aleph. Poalim Ha'oisim Melocha Etzabalabayis. Hired workers who are doing a job by a balabos. Mekatsrin Bevirchas HaMozan. They have to abbreviate their benching. Not to be idle from the work they're tasked to take care of. So how do you do that? How do you abbreviate benching? The first bracha is normal the way it is. The second bracha, you start with the normal way. But you incorporate into it and you conclude with birchas haaretz. The conclusion is the same conclusion you normally would have of the second bracha. And you're going to skip the third bracha because you incorporate it in the second. And you skip the fourth bracha entirely.
So you say rachem in between noda and nagol?
So you say, or parts of it. When does this halacha apply? When they're getting paid a wage, and on top of that, they're getting the meal. So their meal should not take too long because it's taking away from the work they're getting paid for. Avlam einot and sachar, but if they don't get paid a wage, ela su'uda sha'orchim levad, but rather they work for food. They will work and be fed, and that's their payment. In that case, mevarchin kol abba brachas ketikna, they'll say all the four brachas are benching in order, or if the balabas is eating with them. Even though they're getting paid a wage besides the meal, they'll say the entire benching the way it is without any abbreviations. They'll incorporate Bani Yishalayim into Nodelecha. After Darshina B'Gemara Mikra, even though the Gemara learns from Posik, Shevarach Lashem B'Virchas Amozon, that you have to give a bracha to Hashem and birchas hamazon for the food for Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Ein rotzei loymer shemin ha-toyer tzorch lachtom ha-kolecha ve'echad v'vachal v'tnei atzma. It's not the intent that midiraisa you have to conclude separate brachas, one for the mazon, one for that land, and one for Yerushalayim. El midiraisa dai kishivacha shlosh tom b'vacha achas min ha-toyer. It would be enough to incorporate all three topics in one bracha. After Rabbanu tiknu lachdom bevracha al kol echad, the Rabbanu were the ones who made separate brachas for each one. Uba parlim mishum bittul melacha tiknu shirak hazon yivarach pnei atzma. When it came to workers, and they shouldn't be idle from the work they're paid to do, the Chacham said, just say the first bracha the way you usually do. Al birchas ha'aretz ebinyan Yerushalayim, when you come to nodelecha and racheim, since they are similar to each other, do them both in one bracha. This is a Magen Avraham and many other achronim. Sifkad beis klal, the fourth bracha you skip entirely. The fourth bracha is only from the Chachamim. The Chachamim uprooted it when you're dealing with workers. Whether they're benching for themselves, whether they're listening to someone who's saying benching for them, who's a mezamein, and he's benching the way it should be in order, because he's not a worker. They'll have to get up and leave when he finishes uvenei. So if they can't bench themselves, so listen to someone else who's not working, and the person who's not working is saying the whole benching, they'll leave after the third bracha. They're not going to stay for Hatov Metav. Well, in Birchas HaZimun, now as far as making a mezumen, im mechuyavim parlim bekach olo, if the workers are eating together and they're a mezumen, are they mechuyav to say a mezumen or not? Yesh deos beinu achram, there's a disagreement among the achronim. Well, if yamash ha-kaseh b'sif peiz, based on what was written in sif peiz, lo nafka mina midi ledidon, there's really no difference for us. The bevadai chayavim, certainly they have to mezamen. Ach kesheoichel parlam anoshim acherim, when the poel is eating, when the worker is eating with other people, The worker finishes first. It would seem he shouldn't wait for them. He'll have to bench without them and get back to work. Unless they're willing to answer to his leading the Zeman. But certainly Baal Bais is upset about that. So even the halacha usually is, if one person finishes, he waits for the other two. If two people are finished, the one who's still leading has to stop and join the two. You go by the majority. So here, the poyel, when he finishes ahead of everyone else, he doesn't have the liberty to wait for another person to lift force to Zeman. Either they'll mezamen listen to him, they're allowed to mezamen with him if they want to, they don't have to. If they're not willing to, then he has to leave bench by himself and go back to work. The ayin l'kamam b'simen reish, look ahead in simen reish, magen avam sifkon beis, and magen avam sifkon beis. Sifkon gimel kishenot l'nsachar. These halachas apply when they're paid a wage besides the meal. V'alken srichin l'maher malacha, therefore they have to hurry and get back to their work and do their work and not take time out for benching. Sifkon da'ad meisiv imam v'chulu, if the balabos is eating with them, then benching is regular. D'mistama moich lehem, if the balabos is eating with them, we assume that he's mechalem. Seif beis. For idna today the oil mevarch alaba brachas. The workers will bench all four brachas. Shein derech bnei odem achshav lahakl bekach. We don't say people are upset about this. Umestom adai to dohachi soichrim po'alim. And when they hire workers, it's the assumption that the workers will eat their meal. And when they're benched, they'll say all the brachas kitiklam. So this halacha doesn't apply anymore. Unless the balabos would get up and say, I'm makpid. But without that, there's no such kapedin. Some even question if he's allowed to say I'm makpid. So the halacha is that it doesn't apply today. The orcha, he brings notes, the orcha shulchan said, if the balabos is makpid, we don't care about his kapedin. It doesn't count anymore. So today, they have to bench. But you notice, we're only talking about benching the four brachas. It could well be they can't say the rachamans. Rachamans are eons to benching. That maybe you can't take a time for rachamans. Take a time for benching. If the work is in such a situation, maybe he has to ask the balabas to have permission to say racham too or not. But you only see the discussion is, are you abbreviating the second and third brachas and are you skipping the fourth? So we're not going to do that. We'll say all four brachas katiknam, but that's it. Siv Gimel. Osir lasos melocha be'od mevarch. He's not allowed to do work when he benches. V'cheinu le'el sof simekuf pegimol. We have four simekuf pegimol. So what's this doing over here? Stam tami halocha in Hilchis Pirchas Hamazon that don't do work when you're benching. Shouts like this. Dushami es akasha. Why are you telling me the worker says the first bracha ketiknan and the next two he abbreviates and he skips the fourth entirely for better etza? Let him say the first two brachas the way they're supposed to be and go back to work and say the third and fourth brachas when you're working. Why are you telling me to abbreviate the second and third into one and skip the fourth? Don't abbreviate anything. Say the first two brachas in his seat and then get back to work and do the third and fourth at work. The Yishalmi answers, Osir lasas malacha ba'od mevarch. You're not allowed to do malacha when you bench. That's why this halacha is here. This halach is here because it's explained as why the original takana wasn't to send the worker to work while he's benching. Because you can't do both at the same time.
Oh, I thought different. I thought we learned earlier that benching has to be done in one's makam or 1-8. So if he goes out to work, that's out the window. So how could you have a minute to do three? I think you're wrong.
I think these are day laborers. They're eating exactly where they're working. They take out the lunchbox and they stop putting the bricks on top of the wall and they sit down to eat lunch. Uh-huh. They don't go in here for lunch. They're eating right on the work site. Uh-huh. They're eating on the job, on the job site. So, Mela, nu, go back and finish your job while you're benching. That's not an Esa. You can't do Malacha while you're benching.
Why didn't
you
say the first two they'll sit and the next two they'll stand? I just let him do what?
Because we know he's doing two brachas.
Huh?
We know he's doing two brachas. That's your second brach is a combo of the. So do two brachas get taken on.
Okay.
And the third and fourth, do on the job. Halacha, it's arsalas malacha. You can't. That's not an ace. You can't say the bracha while you work. Mishdebura sifkan hey. Arsalas malacha v'chulu. You cannot do malacha while you're working. Why not? It makes it appear that your benching is happenstance. It's not important. It's like a chaperine, something that's not so important. It's significant. Even light labor should not be done while benching. This goes without saying. You shouldn't be engaged in activities that you have to pay attention to when you're benching. The cause of the Taz writes, one should be careful. One should not even be looking into Divrei Torah b'shoach berachas hamazon at the time that he benches. Because by learning when you're benching, it shows that benching to him is something that he just is a happenstance. It's something he just does when he gets a chance on the fly while doing something else. And Mamea, that's wrong. Now, this isn't only a din in Birchas Hamazon. This is true when he's davening. So saying any bracha. This goes into what the Torah teaches us. If chas v'sholom, you go with me, instead of saying it coincidence, happenstance. We don't want the mitzvahs to be mikra, this happenstance, and get around to do it along with other things. The Be'er Locha points out that it's also to do malocha who adin kisha oisik be'ezer mitzvah. This is true when you're doing a mitzvah as well. Lo yasik oz v'dover acher. Not just tefillah, and not just benching, and not just brachas. Any mitzvah you're doing. Don't do anything else when you're doing the mitzvah. But odo mevorach, the Be'er Locha says, vayitu, you can't do malocha when you're benching. But let's say he did. He was clearing the table when he was benching. But the evidence yotza. The garm is shikr. Not worse than someone who's drunk. So the person who's busy clearing the table and he's benching, talking no better than a drunk, and the evidence yotza. Mishnah Berurah second vav. The el sof simin kuf hegimel. You can't do malocha when you're benching, and we had this before. El desha mayri, there is a little different. There was talking shemekoydim hiskel b'malocha. Before he was already engaged in malocha, and we're learning stop your malocha to bench. Don't keep doing it. Kan mar shemekoydim hiskel levarach. Here he began to bench. Don't start malocha after you start benching. It's all the same thing.